Yes, boys, just put him down there. Gently now, don't want to rough him up any more than necessary. Thank you kindly, you are dismissed. Go get smashed at the bar or something. I won't need you any more for tonight, I promise. Enjoy yourselves, but don't go blackout, all right? I do need you functioning for some things in the morning. Ah, finally. Just us two. Let me take this off your head. Oh, there you are. Goodness, I told them not to rough you up. I swear those brutes can't get anything through their thick skulls. Don't worry, they will be getting punished for that. I don't take kindly to ignoring orders. I suppose they probably thought that you could handle it. Never assume. Your precious cargo, so they better treat you that way. Okay, let me get this blindfold off. Oh, there you go. Oh, you can see me now. Look at those gorgeous eyes of yours. Oh my. Oh, I could get lost in them. I think I will keep your gag on just for a little bit longer. Don't think it's quite necessary for you to talk until I've explained the entire situation at hand. You're with me now, which is everywhere at once, I suppose. I can take you anywhere you'd like from this very hideout. Is it starting to make sense now, sweetie? Not quite. All right. How about I show you with my actions what I mean and what I want from you? I understand it can be a little confusing, and that's perfectly all right, I assure you. But I'm here now, forever and always. I have a little medic kit here. I'm going to patch you up, all right? Let me see. They really did a number on you, but I can make it better, alright, honey? I just want to care for you, is that so bad? First, I'll wet this little rag here and get some of the dirt off. Poor thing. You must have been so terrified. I really did order them to be nice, but I'll go out on a limb and say that you were so terribly brave and tried to start against them. I love that about you already. Just met and I'm overwhelmed with joy at your attributes. There. Just wipe away the dirt. You do have a few minor grazes and cuts as well. Will I have to perform a medical exam on you? Ah, let me patch you up first and I'll worry about that next. I should, mayhaps, tell you a bit more about myself. Well, I'm a mafia boss, if you will. There's really no other way to say it. You're currently in my hideout and, well, essentially belong to me now. You see, I've been looking for someone like you. Someone willing, yet they didn't even know it yet. As you may very well know, there's a lot of lonely men out there. Struggling, but still managing to get by. I think that's enough cleanup for now. I want to ask you, sweet cheeks, do you think a woman ever get lonely? Do you think mafia bosses could mayhaps get lonely? What if I told you I took the initiative to help out two individuals and put them together forever. They were both lonely and both craved so much more. So, am I the baddie in this situation? All I did was connect us. I'll let you sit with that for a moment. Next, I want to perform a quick neurological exam. The last thing I want is my baby boy to be concussed. Now, make sure you're sitting comfortable. That's right, upright. And looking at me, darling. Now look at my nose. How many fingers am I holding up? Again. Yes, good. Very good, good boy. Now, I'm going to shine my light into your eyes. Just keep looking at my nose for me. Good, good. Yes. Well done. I'll now place my hand on your head. Now follow the light with your eyes as it moves side to side. Still head, but move your eyes. Well done. Up and down. Very good. Now look at me again. Shrug your shoulders for me. Up and down. Yes. Now I'm gonna whisper a number in your ear. You just tell me what number. 4. And say it back to me. Good boy. Good, good boy. And now your other side. 8. Oh, well done. Now, darling, can you put your arms out in front of you? Turn your palms upwards to the sky. I'm now gonna hold your hands now, big boy. Now give my hands a big squeeze. No, not too hard. You are so much stronger and bigger than me, aren't you? Don't worry, that's a good thing, I assure you. I'm gonna push downwards on your arms. Try your best to stop me from doing it. Push. I say try, as if you couldn't just pin me to the wall right now. Now close your eyes for me, pet. I'm going to touch your ears, okay? Your job is to tell me what side I'm touching. Very good. And again. Keep your eyes closed, darling. There you go. Oh, perfect. Funny how well you can talk with a gag on. I'll definitely keep that in mind. Well, I think you passed with flying colors. I don't think you need to sit upright anymore. Why not let me get behind you and you can rest on my chest? There you go, come closer. See? Doesn't this feel nice? You had a big night, so you'll probably want to sleep soon, huh? Let me take that gag off. I think you've done more than enough to earn a bit of my trust. There you go, much better. Now, you don't have to speak if you don't want to. Do I have a medical degree? How kind of you to assume. I'm afraid not. I never was the type to sit down and learn from books, put it that way. Only thing that computes in my mind is money. My father taught me everything I know now. How it's important to be able to patch up and assess your teammates' capabilities in a pinch. You never know what kind of situation or scenario is thrown in your face when you're in this kind of work. That and, well, you'd be going through a lot of recruits far too quickly to replenish those numbers. Surely you don't mind. That is much better. I was highly strung when I ordered them to get you. Took them a while, too. It's been, what, 3 hours I've waited to have you in my embrace? Either you were up to something we didn't plan on, or you gave them a run for their money. Oh, what am I doing? Sorry, you probably don't smoke. Hopefully it's not a habit that you'll pick up off of me since we will be spending a lot of time together. Oh, you're asking me what the plan is? If I told you there isn't one beyond this, would you believe me? I never had a kid, nor can I imagine getting close enough to a man to ever, well, bear a child. See this scar on my collarbone? A man I thought I loved. Then this one on my wrist right here? A man. And then, well, there is one on my upper thigh, but there's no need to show you it just yet. I think you get the point. But, well, I've always wanted a son. I just remember wanting it so badly. My father taught me everything he knew. I was a protege. I was so upset and annoyed that I was destined to take over the family business. But now, I fully and wholeheartedly understand my place in this world. There's just a piece of me that's missing. A son to pass on what I know to him. My family line stops with me. I have no sisters or brothers to take it on. So that's when I started hunting for you. Is that scary? Knowing that you've been picked from an imaginary lineup. There were others, but they weren't. You. They could never be you. I need you. I could, in theory, have anyone I so desire, but everything just pointed right back to that adorable face of yours. Or should I say handsome? A very handsome boy, actually. I like what I see. I'm sure others do, too. As for what you'll be doing, as you do have to work for me, sweetheart. First, you'd have to give up that life of yours, though. I could pull some strings and return you, but you would never hear from me again. The memory of me, all of this would eventually seem like it was a fever dream. I have concoctions to make sure of it. It would make me quite sad as well. You'd be my perfect son, and I'll be your mommy. To take care of you, teach you, and we can provide a certain comfort for each other. I'm serious. Very serious. It's just, you need to agree that you want this. I want to hear it from you. That you want me to be your new mommy. Oh, you have made me so happy, young man. So incredibly happy. Thank you so, so much. And now a kiss on the lips. That was certainly worth the wait. Rest your head on my chest again, sweetheart. I have so much to discuss with you. You'll be my adorable little puppy dog waiting by my side, observing everyone I meet, figuring out rendezvous for the gangs, and oh, what contracts to accept, and I'm just getting far too excited. Listen to my heart, it's practically beating out of my chest. That's all thanks to you. But you must be oh so very tired. Let me pull this blanket over you. We can sleep together. We'd share a bed and everything. It's not weird, it's what Mommy wants. To be together with you forever. I can ramble sweet nothings in your ears. That's right, close your eyes. Let Mommy play with your hair. My nice long nails going through, scratching your scalp as I part your hair. You're in my capable, loving hands. I vow I will protect you until my dying breath. My sweet baby boy, I'm so proud of you already. All these scary and new situations, and you're just taking it in all your stride. Darling, do you know what a desired path is? It's when people walk through a field of grass, for example. Take a college campus ground, for instance. People will walk to and from their classes, and over time the grass will recede if there's lots of heavy foot traffic, right? But the college didn't pave down those paths that show up over time. They were created naturally, simply by having people use them. It's almost like the path of least resistance, if that makes any sense at all, honey. I feel like you were my desired path in life. I feel such a strong connection to you. I want you to follow me. I want to be with you always, no matter what the scenario is. It is all for you.